Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, tremendous job. We will get to more of the people, and I do have a hypothetical college football question, but David looks very entertained looking at the ticket text, so if you'd like to read a couple, and then we will get to business.
If a candidate does not get chosen, do they hit the transfer portal?
The papal portal.
Someone else is asking. It's like a Pope episode of Maury Povich. You are not the Pope, white smoke. You are the Pope, black smoke. You are the Pope. I'm sorry. Then the Cardinals run off the stage crying. That's from Scott in Carlton.
It's crazy when you start doing the reading about this event, like what goes into it. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, guys, I'm actually heading to Rome next week, going to do a tour of the Vatican, St. Peter's, and the Sistine Chapel. That is Matt from Canton. He says he'll give us an update.
Well, there has been a guarantee from one of the Cardinals. This is going to last no more than 3 days. Apparently, there's like a Victor Wembanyama level Pope in the midst that is like the number one overall pick.
Would you get that from Windhorse?
No, it was in the New York papers
no,
this
I'm
morning.
Just saying, yeah. Talk to my sources.
Yeah. Yeah. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting.
Someone says Adam somebody. Schefter. Somebody got to do it, but Popin ain't easy. Another okay. person says deviled eggs was incredible answer. An incredible answer, Rico.
Ridiculous. All right. So look, hour one, we talked a little bit about Trajan Langdon, his press availability today, and why teams in this town are reticent to take a big swing. If you want that, Odyssey.com rewind. I want to bring this up. We had a very brief conversation about Michigan and Michigan State earlier in the week. There is a lot of conversation in the college football world now about the college football playoff and some of the things going on there. And yes, Michigan was in the news for their self-imposed weird Chiron thing. What, we're not going down that road. But the question is this. I was thinking about, I've said on the air, I'm not sure Chiron really survives what's coming. I don't know that he survives it. Could he? Of course he could, because I can't predict the NCAA. But if Harbaugh got a show cause, I don't see how Chiron's not. And a show cause ends your ability to coach. For the Michigan State side, we stink. And we have a new AD. And new ADs often will want their own football coach. You combine stinky program with new AD, and MSU just got a transfer from Chuck E. Cheese. Meanwhile, Georgia got Miami's best player. Here was my question. And I said it to Rico, and all of a sudden, Rico took his sunglasses off, which takes an act of God. He put down his bowl of cucumbers, and he looked at me, and he goes,
Mike, we have white smoke.
Add it to the sheet.
We got white smoke, Mike.
Are either Chiron Moore or Jonathan Smith coaching their respective schools kickoff 2026?
And for doing the math in their car, not this season. But next season.
Yeah, are they here? Kickoff 2026.
No.
You say no.
I say no. I don't think so. I think that Chiron Moore will have to fall on the sword along with some other people at Michigan. And I think as far as Jonathan Smith goes, you're right. With a new athletic director comes a lot of times a new coach. You have a team with not a lot of buzz around it. And let's face it, probably he's going to have to go out there and win about 8-9 games just to keep treading water. Yeah, I could easily see neither one of these guys at both teams will be breaking out a brand new coach in 2026.
One, both, or neither?
One, both, or neither?
I just want to see if I add a gradient to this, whether you say one of them is still there.
I would then say one. I would say that Jonathan Smith would be there because kind of like when the new president came, he gave Holler a year. Dazzle me. And then I'm going to fire you.
David, and again, people, I want you to just think about it for a second. Because, look, Michigan went 7-5 last year. And I don't think they're going to be much better this year. The only person who thinks they're going to be any good is bought and paid for Kool-Aid Klatt, where he's got him at like 15. Why? Reasons. I don't know. The point is...
Yeah, I thought it was 12, but yeah.
Right, you're starting a new quarterback, and look, just whatever. The point I'm making is, Sharon has something working against him too, beyond the NCAA thing. If you put up back-to-back 7-5 seasons, even if you escape the NCAA thing, there's going to be... Look, we had people calling in, and it wasn't me or Rico. We sat here and listened to you guys call in, asking for this man to be fired. That was Michigan fans during the season. That's not us making that up. That was you guys. For Michigan State, look, the whole thing is a kerfuffle. I mean, the program is in tatters. The recruiting's never been worse. MSU's getting out-recruited by Arkansas State, like the school in Jonesboro. The recruiting is abysmal. The transfer hall is abysmal. There's a new AD. The coach it makes me look like Lady Godiva from a social level.
Which I'm shocked because...
Nobody can find Jonathan Smith.
This was your guy.
I like him. I don't like him here. That's what I said to you. I think he's a good football coach for UCLA. He's a good football coach for UW. Bringing him here, no relationships. Not an out front public guy. This ain't Corvallis. You're not getting 4 or 5 years. He got it there because he was the quarterback that took him to the Orange Bowl. That was his alma mater. That was Ocho Cinco's best friend.
A little bit of mama coming home.
Yeah, gotcha. It's different. And again, you're not in Corvallis. Like, you're here. This is a whole different thing. I think Spartan fans at best are nervous. Do I think Jonathan Smith is a good coach? Yes. Do I think this is a good fit? No. Yeah. I want to be wrong, but you knew my reservations when they hired him. Mm-hmm. Plus, he didn't bring the turnover chainsaw. Automatic firing. I'm asking the question. As we sit here right now.
Aren't those days pretty much gone of the turnover this or that?
Well, yeah, we don't force any. 248-539-9. You know, MSU had a turnover M16.
Okay.
They never broke it out of the case.
Are we going to do a serious discussion? Or, you know what? How about this? Mike, 30 seconds. Get it all out.
I'm good. So look.
So we
can- No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm asking the question. If you had to say both are here or both are gone, kickoff 26, what's your vote? And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Michigan, Michigan State, you could be non-denominational like Rico. You're a Central Florida fan. We were talking about it pre-show, and I it is interesting to say the least. And obviously, a month from today, I think a lot of Sharon's future will get a clearer picture about what the Committee on Infractions looks like for U of M. If they skate, Sharon's got a way better chance. If they don't, yeah. he may not survive at all. It's totally unpredictable.
Three things help Sharon more. That all of a sudden, Michigan fans started to embrace him again. He beat Ohio State. He beat Alabama, and then he went and got his quarterback in Bryce Underwood, stole him from LSU. At that point, everybody who said, oh, you got to get rid of him, oh, that's my boy. So we'll see how long that lasts, but yeah.
New president, likely a new AD by 26. And is he going to have a good year this year? Do you think they're going to win 9-10 games?
No.
All right. I'm telling you, both guys are in a weird spot.
A brand new quarterback, and it's not because it's Michigan. A brand new quarterback normally spells disaster. Freshman QB?
No, he just needs some time. That's all.
I'm saying in year one, yes. If you throw the freshman QB out there, Trevor Lawrence, the only one who actually pulled this stunt off.
David, what are your thoughts? Do you want to ruminate on this?
I'll give you my thoughts next.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, excuse me. 248-539-9797. Both or neither? Kickoff 26. Just wrapping a little college football to change it up. We started with really all four teams in the first hour. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. But we've asked the question. Look, Michigan's a month away from their committee on infractions deal. I think that'll give us an idea of what Sharon's future looks like. Obviously, if there are show causes, which, guys, look around. They've been handing show causes to Michigan assistants out, like lanyards for access into Schembechler Hall. If he gets a show cause, he's toast. That's before you get to the fact he's probably staring at back-to-back 7-5s. For Jonathan Smith in Michigan State, I'd argue the program hasn't been in a state of more of a comatose nature than muddy waters. And it's not all about him. The NIL's a mess. You don't have an AD. The stadium's in disrepair. And he can't recruit his way out of a paper bag right now.
Yeah, it's just a ton of unknowns with him.
Yeah, well, and again, he doesn't talk. I mean, the only person right. harder to find is Mel Tucker. So it's just, I'm asking, are either of these guys going to be around? Both or neither? Kickoff 26. Do both of our in-state schools have new coaches? Because for Michigan, it's a new president. It's most likely a new AD. I don't see a way Ward survives. I mean, it would just be comical at that point. For State, it's absolutely a new AD. And there's only one. I mean, I'm not going to nerd out on MSU AD candidates, but there's one candidate who has a history to Jonathan Smith, but we don't need to go there. The point I'm making is, where do you stand on it if you had to future cast it? David, you teased us with your thoughts.
I'm taking scandal out of this when I answer this question, and I'm also taking the AD portion of what you said out of this because, of course, that changes everything. New AD, they're going to want their own guy. It's the winning to me. He cannot go 7-5 again in the regular season and expect to keep his job at Michigan. That's why I think he's going to be gone. I think they're both going to be gone because I don't think Jonathan Smith will have a good year. I don't see that there for Michigan State. But Sharon Moore, no. Go 7-5, and I get it. Yes, sure. He may be starting a freshman quarterback. That doesn't matter. You can't go 7-5 in back-to-back years. He will not have his job in 2026.
Even with the new QB?
Correct.
You don't think that gives him a year?
No.
No, because the players, it's not like the old days where the recruiting class you were bringing in could be your job security. These players all get to do what they want when they want. And I mean, hey, maybe Bryce Underwood sticks around for 3 years and he's number one pick in the NFL draft. I have no idea. I haven't seen him play yet. He could also be gone by week three. The way this works now, who knows? For Michigan State, here was the other thing. I don't want Spartan fans getting all bent out of shape. These are not things that we are rooting for. These are things we're looking at, and I'm going, oh, my God. Like, State is – they're not even active in the transfer portal. They are bringing in players who don't play at worse schools. So I don't even know what to say at this point. I don't know if there is NIL at Michigan State. Maybe they're paying kids in melting moments. It's just, it's in disrepair.
Not paying kids in melting moments, but I get what you're saying.
The whole point is, if Jonathan Smith doesn't go out and win 8 or 9 games this year, what reason do I have to bring him back? You don't get 3-4 years in this environment.
No, his honeymoon was last year, and we all, hey, can you at least get to 6 wins? That was the floor. Now, you're right, it's been raised. We need to see something. You need to... 8 or 9 wins, and in there, you need to win against one of the big boys. You need to go out and beat Michigan. You need to go out and beat Penn State. You need something to give the fans something to hold on to because you're right. He doesn't talk. We don't know anything what's going on. He's just going to show up, and yeah. I it's like it's hard to get excited about something you can't see.
And if you think they're both back, I just want to know why. It's really a simple question. David, the ticket text, we getting some early votes here?
Yeah, someone's saying, don't forget Sharon Moore had the contract issue that they didn't, or that was not public until they, and then they caved to pressure. So because of that, I think they don't want him and they'll get rid of him.
Well, it's also hard to sign a coach who might end up with a show cause. I mean, I just live in reality on some of this stuff. Look at all the coaches who got show causes. He's on that staff. He also had a level 2 with the deleting of the evidence. If he gets a show cause, David, he can't be the head coach.
Yeah, remember Harbaugh, when he was trying to negotiate that contract, wanted it in there that in the event that something like this happens to me as a coach of Michigan, right, you can't fire me.
Now, if he avoids the show cause, then it comes wins and losses. And you're right, David. If they don't have a good year this year, I really don't know how Michigan fans would look upon, let's say it's 7-5.
Because I think the honeymoon hangover is over.
Oh,
last year... anything could have happened because you were just so happy you won the Natty.
Well, Mike said it earlier. People were looking to fire him. And then
not
they
us.
Beat Alabama, and everyone's like, oh, wow. Oh, no.
He beat Ohio State.
Great. Well, that too.
No. But when he went into Columbus, and everybody and their mother,
they changed their mind.
Every Michigan fan said, oh, okay, our streak of beating Ohio State is over.
Yes.
And then he won?
Yes. But let me tell you why I answered the way I answered, because winning is what matters to me. I think they're going to give him a show cause. So I just think it was too easy for me to say, yeah, he ain't going to be here because of the show cause. I just want to focus on winning. That alone, to me, is going to get him fired. The other stuff, yeah, he's gone. Someone else says Sharon Moore will be here. I don't know about the other guy when they win two games this year. That is from Rick.
If they win two games, he's gone.
Yeah, yes. There'd be no issue there. What I would like, Rick, if you could produce complete sentences, would be, why is he here? I want the reasons. And if you say they're just not going to get rid of a guy in under 3 years, respect. But I need a reason.
Well, this does have a reason. It says Smith will stay because MSU is a basketball school. They don't care enough about football.
You know what's so funny in all this? I mean, it's just, you can't detect tone real well with texts. But why is everything, when we bring stuff up like this, just a continual ad hominem assault on MSU, as if they're not a top 20 revenue or attendance or Big Ten program? You'd think I brought up Middle Tennessee State. For a team you don't care about and you don't respect, you spend a big amount of your day clutching your own flagpole talking about them. At least I admit I don't like you. I can respect you. But man, you guys are a weird bunch. You spend so much time and effort slandering a school that allegedly is so much beneath you. It's very bizarre. This is an innocuous question about both head coaches. And you people just can't loosen your grip on your nards enough to answer it. It's always got to be something or other about State. It's just so weird, Rico. It's so bizarre to me.
I think some of it is just the piling on, because they hear you pile on.
But I know they stink.
No. But it's like, okay, well, this is pile on State because we heard Mike do it, so we can
do it.
Yeah,
but it's not in a way of basketball school. Like, what does that even mean?
These are Michigan fans doing the piling on, though. Why? Because why would we care?
This is, going back to the, this is a non-denominational topic right here, okay?
I thought it was simple.
This is, hey, guys, just look at the whole scope of the two coaches. But maybe we're asking too much of the people.
Yeah, they're children.
Go ahead.
Someone else says, for Jonathan Smith, he has to win a minimum of 8 games this year and not get pile-drived by Penn State and Michigan and Ohio State in order to show a new ED that he is competent. More will be here.
See, I'm with that. If they don't win 8 games this year, why are you here? You don't get 5 years. You don't get 4. I don't think you get 3. When you have the ability, look, and I'm not saying this is an expected result, but when you watch Kurt Cignetti roll into Indiana and flip that program in one singular year, don't be sitting here telling me I'm supposed to accept 5-7 and 6-6 in 2 years at Michigan State. You're not good enough.
No, I'm not saying that.
Not you. I was rhetorical.
No, because here's what happens if you do that. Now, anybody who's worth anything on your team, they're looking at the door like, I can go play for this team and maybe win a title and they'll help me get to the league. And picking up the phone asking Derek Harmon, hey, who did you use to get out here to go to Oregon?
It's a great sales pitch. I don't have anything to add except we're going to get to these phone calls. We've got a couple people who want to rap about it. We'll go to them next and then we'll move on. We'll get a little football in the mix. We got other things to do. But it's just something we were rapping about off the air. And I thought, you know what? There's a real shot neither of these guys is there. And that's pretty depressing. But whatever. All right, we'll get right to the people. I also have something I need your guys' opinion on. Kind of a wild story in the world of sports. Just a one-segment thing. But let's go right to the people. We'll get to Parker, 97.1. Parker, what's going on?
Mike and Rico, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? Up, Parker? What's on your mind?
You know, I just wanted to say first to thank you guys. I just graduated from MSU Law, and listening to you guys while studying is one of the only reasons I stayed sane during the last 3 years.
Well, I'm glad we could get you through on that. I know some of that law stuff can be a real mind bender.
And so this going back to the Pistons, I would trade my newly acquired degree for a team in this town to win a championship. It's about time for one of our teams to man up and take a real swing. I'm so tired of them stringing us along like we're their side chick.
So let me ask you a question, Parker. We started with the Pistons and then expanded it to the other teams. What team is the one you think should take the big swing next?
It's got to be the Tigers, man. We looked so good in the playoffs last year. Our pitching's been so good. I'm terrified that McKinstry's going to turn back into a pumpkin and Torque may disappear.
Yeah, look, the good part with the Tigers is you've got the better part of, I don't know, 10 or 11 weeks before they will really do something. And if they're playing this level of baseball, I'll be right there with you. I will, because there's no excuse for it at that point. You are a World Series team, and you know what you're up against. Who's ever coming out of the NL is going to be an overwhelming favorite.
The AL feels wide open this year, so I think if they make one or two moves, they could really go at it.
I think the American League, Parker, is just like the Eastern Conference in the NBA. Yeah. I think there's a power shift going on. I don't think the Yankees have a very bright future. I mean, again, Aaron Judge is hitting 430 and the team's barely 500. We don't have a good future. The East is kind of a shuffle. Toronto might be imploding. Tampa doesn't even have a stadium. You look at the Central, it is what it is. You might be the dominant force there. And out West, the Astros' run feels like it's over. Rangers had one magical year. The point I'm making is you have the ability to step forward.
See, I like with the pitching that the Tigers have, no matter what series you're in, even if it's the World Series, I think you have a chance because of your staff. Yeah. But I do wonder, going back to that, just that topic, you know, maybe the fact that talking about the fans going out there demanding more, maybe it's kind of like, you know, Parker, where you kind of feel like, well, at any moment, you know what, this person, like, there's no confidence in your team, that you don't feel like your team is the best team. You're always waiting for that other shoe to drop. You're always waiting, well, maybe this guy won't be as good as we thought they were, and that's why, you know, you don't demand more.
So it's like Belichick's relationship. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm calling to talk about the Sherrone Moore-Jonathan Smith thing. I think the whole MCAA thing at this point, Mike, is a crapshoot. I mean, who knows what happens. One day, I wake up, and I'm a huge Michigan fan. I wake up thinking it's the end of the world. We're going to get hammered. We're screwed. And then the next day, I'm like, well, what can the NCAA really do to us? Like, what power do they have? So it's kind of like a back and forth. But from the football side, Mike, and you may disagree with this, the Ohio State game last year brought me back. And beating Ohio State is still really important to us.
Yes.
I don't care about the whole new system and all this other crap that has destroyed the sport. But I think Michigan actually could win 9 or 10 games this year. I mean, just look at the schedule. And, Underwood will have growing pains. And my state question is, don't you feel like it's too early to give up on Smith? I mean, don't you feel like it's a little too early?
Yes, on surface. But I'm not giving up. It's just, Joe, the way the sport has changed, why should any fan of any power conference university, not named Vanderbilt, except less than 8 wins a year. And when you look at...
I agree, but don't you feel like, though, that Michigan and Michigan State, like, it's different expectations, though? Like,
no.
You can't put... Wait, so let me ask you a question. Do you think Michigan State, if they went all in, would ever be able to win a national championship?
Sure. Money buys everything. Why not? There was a time I didn't think Clemson would ever be anything. Clemson did nothing but lose for 40 years.
Okay.
Joe, my point is, and look, Joe, no, let me say this. Don't go anywhere. Because this is the battle I fight with Spartan fans. They get mad at me because I bring an East Coast expectation level to my college. And I know that upsets Spartan fans. But I just, look, I've seen what it can look like when it's all working together. And MSU was one of the 10 best programs in America for about a 7-year run. Joe, I'm not saying it would be easy.
You guys were a pain in our ass.
I know that.
The money will at least get you to the table. Now, at that point, that's where the coaching helps you get over the hump.
Correct. And look, Joe.
Joe,
one more thing, and then I'll give you all the time you want. But, Joe, I'm also sitting here in a world where Indiana made the playoff. You know, I just don't think it's right for me to go on the air as an alum or a fan and be like, well, guys, it's okay. Let's just go 6-6. Like, I can't do that, Joe.
Yeah, but, like, and by the way, Indiana making the playoff last year just goes to show this whole 12-team system thing is an absolute joke it and is. An embarrassment to it college is. Football. And well, the regular hold on, season Joe. Has been destroyed.
Joe, how is that? Because Indiana went out and won games.
Yeah, but they didn't play anybody.
Joe, they were not one of the 12. They didn't play anybody.
Okay, but Joe, let me quick question. So Michigan, you said
a joke.
No, but you said Michigan can win games. Look at the schedule. Does that mean that Michigan's a joke?
I don't think we're elite. I think they could win 9 games, but do I think a 9-3 team should have a chance to compete for a national title? No, I don't.
No, I don't either. The I mean, season, Joe, I wish they the capped season, it at 8. If it was an 8-team playoff,
that was
I think
the perfect four. Number.
Go back to four. Make every Saturday worthwhile.
Oh, I would love
again.
It. Oh, Joe, let me know when you set your league up. I'll be there. That I want what you want.
And by the way, as far as, and this may be a delusional Michigan fan take, I think we beat Ohio State again because I don't trust Ryan Day in that game.
Until they beat you, I am just fine with Michigan fan believing you're beating them.
Yep.
You've broken them until they answer back. You're not delusional, Joe. There's something in the water. Mm-hmm. Somebody spiked the punch bowl. Kenny, was it you? Was it you? Somebody put something in the punch.
A lot of punch.
A lot of boost.
Kenny's just over there laughing with the pillow fight gesture.
I'm not going to say anything, guys, because that's kind of...
No, you know what? Let me say this. And I don't want to be rude, okay? The old visor needs a bounce back here.
Yes. Thank you sorry, for saying
some of
that.
Some of the sex appeal and the luster off old Kirby and his driving school. If I were a Georgia fan, I'd kind of be one step from like, hey, Kerb, go 9-3. Watch what happens this year. Bleep around and find out.
I don't think they would fire him.
I'm just telling you what you've known me for how long? This is me, okay? I have a New York mentality, and I apply it to college sports, and people think it's heresy. But if you're Kirby Smart, you got one job.
Wait. And maybe they'll hire him here in East Lansing.
Who?
Kirby.
Oh, please. He's fired.
You guys love leftovers. You can have them.
Can I kind of solidify you know your what? Point,
Kenny,
though?
I'll accept that leftover.
I was just making a point that I would be annoyed as a Georgia fan if they have another down year.
That's Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was going to try to help you with your point a little bit, Mike. You were talking about Michigan State and what they should be able to do. Kirk Cignetti, we talked about Texas spending $40 million on their roster.
Yeah.
Kirk Cignetti believes there's going to be 6 programs that do that. Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Notre Dame, Miami, and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That's why Michigan State should be able to flip a roster, do things. Not $40 million, maybe.
No, but 20. 25 to 30.
Texas Tech is on this list.
MSU's got 5 billionaire alums, and I'm taking transfers from Hope College and, like, Centenary, where Robert Parrish went to school. Like, I mean, what are we even doing? The kid we got from East Carolina, what's he? What is he, ML Carr? He's going to hold a towel. I mean, it's an absurdity. We're not even playing the same sport. If we don't try, we're everything that Michigan fan says we are.
You know what I think about the guys that come in? I can't sit here and judge you based on where you are, because you can end up being lights out, or you can end up being nothing. I got to give you a shot.
More than fair.
I know you don't like the Hope College thing, but dude, he comes in here and he's defensive player of the year.
The kid we got from Texas Tech is 2 career sacks. He's got 2 more sacks than Kenny. Big difference. Kenny doesn't play college.
Often injured. He was often injured.
Texas Tech is spending all that money and they didn't want him, what does it say?
Reading the Texas Tech message boards, they were a little upset he left.
Okay. Oh, my God. Stop. I beg you
no,
to
I'm
stop.
I'm serious.
Hey, I got one thing for you guys before we move on to the next stuff. Did you guys, obviously, it was a little over a week ago, the fan who fell from the stands in Pittsburgh, 20 feet onto the field,
mm-hmm.
Broke his neck, broke his collarbone. Well, the videos, there's a new video angle of it today. Did you see this?
No.
All right. From the very beginning of this, when they showed the videos, it didn't add up to me. Because he went flying almost up and out. It wasn't like leaning over to catch baseball and fell. There is a reverse angle of this now from behind him, from the, call it, you know, closed circuit television, security footage at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know if you had watched it or if you in listener land have watched this. Because when I watched it, I don't know how to come to another conclusion other than he tried to launch himself. You got to see it to believe it. And again, look, he was in critical at the start. He's making what doctors are calling a miraculous recovery, which is great. But when you see this new video, David, you could type it in the Google. It's on the line. Watch the reverse angle of this and tell me what your reaction is. Because it is so bizarre to me. It doesn't look anything like someone accidentally falling over a railing. Are you watching it right now?
Yeah.
People, if you're in listener land, and I apologize, I know it's a visual and we're on an audio medium. You can see it. If you have seen it, I would love your thought for a second because I don't know what to do at this point. And obviously, you know, he was in horrific shape. That's a 20-foot fall. But something doesn't add up to me with what that looks like.
It looked as if he was trying to hurdle the bar and slipped and wow.
Just telling you what it looks like.
It looked like it was supposed to be funny. Whatever he was going to do was going to jump up on that top bar and tripped.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring it up because it was a huge story in sports. The original video, I saw it once. That's all I needed to see. It's like the other night with the Reds left fielder breaking his arm. Don't need to watch that on repeat. But this was like this new angle and the way he left his seat. I wanted to know if I was insane for my initial reaction to that.
No.
It left me with a lot of questions is the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
That's all. If you haven't seen it, give it a look. David, I want to get a few ticket techs. We'll get into some football top of the hour. We got a lot more ground to cover today. And if you're looking for some of Trajan Langdon's comments, we open the show with that. Odyssey.com rewind. David, first of all, David, you watched the video. Am I nuts?
No, you're not. I don't know. I don't understand what he was trying to do there.
I'm not making an accusation. I'm telling you what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it could, yeah.
I don't understand what he's doing there.
Rico's watching it like the Zapruder film.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, this could go one of two ways. Like, what am I looking at here?
Well, it can go one way, the way it did. I'm saying
the genesis of this, like, what were you doing? What was the thought process? What was the end game here? Because this, yeah, wow.
I think both coaches are gone. Michigan will manufacture a story on why Sharon Moore has to go instead of taking responsibility. Smith will be encouraged to leave after another bad 5 or 6 win season.
If they win 5 or 6 games, there's no encouragement. I'd fire them. Mm-hmm. Anything under, well, first of all, for me, it's 8 or 9, but I'm mean. Anything under 7 wins, he should be fired. It's 2025. You don't get years on end.
No, I don't even think that's me, Mike, because I said 8, but if you only win 8, you better knock off a big boy to give the fans something to say, okay, we're building something here. 8 wins, you beat Michigan. 8 wins, you beat Penn State. Okay, we can move on.
Someone says, as a proud alum, I will not tolerate this Hope College slander.
I'm sorry. Dutch, I just says. Listen, all right, we love Dutch people. Okay, I'm just making a point. I don't need transfers to Michigan State football.
Someone says, I truly think alcohol was involved with this fan. And then he tried to jump out of excitement and momentum just carried him over the wall.
Okay. He kind of like hops like a toad. And then all of a sudden, I don't know.
It looks like he thought he was going to land on top of the bar.
Why on earth would you do that?
What are you,
Simone Biles?
And I guess he was going to be super fan and yell from on top of that bar, but none of that makes a lick of sense.
Yeah, someone's thinking that he fell asleep, and when the crowd cheered, he jumped up and launched over the rail as Matt and Novi.
What?
I can't see him sleep, though, before in this video, at least. I can't see him sleeping before he jumps. I don't know. Don't know that theory at all. Someone says, yeah, that video is awful to look at. I hope he recovers. But that's tough to look at, they say.
It is. And again, this new video, you don't see him land, which is much easier to watch. It's just very weird. That's
yeah, because I did not want to watch the other one.
No,
this
of
one,
not.
I don't see the landing. I don't want to. Yeah, that's rough.
No, I can't watch stuff like that. Like, they're coming out with a new Final Destination.
Miss
me with that. I want no part.
You're not into Bloodlines. I told my wife, no, thank you.
No, but I think it was the last one before Terry Todd died. So
who?
The guy, the voice, the death.
Yeah. What part of I refuse to watch that?
You never seen any of them?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's the guy who basically plays death.
I saw the movie preview. The preview's enough for me not to watch the film.
Yeah, Lawnmower. I'm
no,
good.
No. The one that got me was the log truck on the highway. I'm out.
That's the last one I saw.
That's TJ. Yeah, we always send jokes. Like, he'll send me a picture. Nope. He's like driving on the freeway with the log truck. He'll just send me a text. Nope.
Who, RTJ?
Yeah. Because we always make jokes about that. Like, yeah, that's the one. I'm
no, thank you. Okay, good talk. We're done. Let's get to football. We'll move it along. 97.1.